Hello and welcome to Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. So today we're looking at Galatians, the introduction of it. Galatians is a fairly short book. It's only 6 chapters. And before we go and start looking at the introduction and just kind of getting a background on it, let's go to God in prayer. Lord, we thank you for this day and for the way you've educated us, you teach us, you guide us. We thank you that you, the creator of the entire world, the universe, and everything that's in it. We thank you, I thank you, that you take the time out to make sure we understand who you are. That through fallible men, you've created a perfect work. That your word has been handed down to us, and that it's you speaking to us. And it was written by men who were not perfect. They didn't walk on water. They didn't not sin. They didn't fall back into old habits. They were just men. And yet you, through your Holy Spirit, guided them to create this work so that we could have it and know more about you and how to live for you. So Lord, I pray as we read, I pray that we would keep an open mind, we would open our hearts and our minds and our spirits to you, to your prodding, as they did, because they didn't have your written work. They didn't have the book of Acts. They were living it. And they were listening to you, Holy Spirit, guide them. So I pray that we would do the same, that we would be open to your words and to your voice. I thank you and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So one of the things I've started reading Galatians, and one of the things I've seen is it's written by fallible men. And they cover topics that are about fallible apostles. There's a section in here that we'll see and then we'll read. And it's right away. It's in the second chapter. Where basically Paul is calling out Peter. Because Peter is he's basically the preacher to the Jews, which Paul points out are the circumcised. And Paul is the preacher to the Gentiles, the uncircumcised. And there becomes a rift between them. And Paul calls out Peter for basically going back and into the ways of the law. So I always think about, and this is why I love the Bible, when we've read the Old Testament, we read that the founders, that the great men of the Bible, of the Old Testament, were extremely flawed. Abraham, Jacob, they were all messed up. I mean, they were all just men. They were sinners, and they were weak, they were strong, but they all made mistakes. And so then we see the apostles, and we think about Peter. And Peter, you would think, is, oh man, he's the person that Jesus built his church on, and yet Paul is calling him out because of him being kind of hypocritical on some topics. So they're just men like me and you. They have strengths, they have weaknesses, they sin. And that's what's always amazing to me, is how God uses us, weak sinners, to do his perfect work. So Galatians is a book that's written by Paul, and it's the only time he writes to multiple churches in one epistle. And otherwise, it's always a single letter to a single group. In Galatians, he's writing to a number of churches in Asia Minor. Galatia was a territory in the central part of Asia Minor that became a Roman province around 25 BC. And now I'm reading from Tozer's introduction. The Galatians were migratory Celtic people who had moved from Gaul, i.e. France, to Asia Minor in the 3rd century BC. Their territory included the southern cities of Pisidian Antioch, Iconium, Lystra, and Derbe, in which Paul and Barnabas established churches on Paul's first missionary journey. The epistles of the Galatians, or to the Galatians, is addressed to the people who made a commitment to Christ, but slipped back into old habits and practices, especially legalism. There is no doubt that Paul wrote this letter. Mark my words, I, Paul, tell you, he says in chapter 5, verse 2. But the message to the Galatians is this. The epistle of the to the Galatians weighs in on the controversy of justification by faith versus the gospel of works. Many Jewish believers needed help to determine how their new faith related to the practices of their old faith. Paul spends the early part of Galatians defending the gospel of grace the believers have recently accepted, and defending his authority as an apostle from those who have attempted to undermine him. In chapters 3 through 4, Paul systematically outlines the gospel of grace. The final chapters explain the freedom found in Christ and the gospel of grace. Paul encourages the new believers to walk by the Spirit and avoid fulfilling the desires of the flesh. So that's really pretty much it, what Galatians is all about. You see, Paul, in his initial chapters, really is defending and validating his authority to be a preacher. And what really strikes me is how these guys didn't have any other book, any other guide. They had the revelations. Either they were part of the disciples who saw Jesus and lived with Jesus, or Jesus talked to them, came to them, revealed himself to them, and they therefore became his converts, and through his Holy Spirit led the people and established churches. So after Paul was on the road to Damascus and had his experience, he didn't go off and seek out other men who had a similar experience. He went off and started preaching. He went off and started doing what God told him to do. He didn't go to a seminary and get training. And that's what's just so amazing, is when you're opened, and I think this is what Paul's, one of the messages through the book, is when you're open to God's grace, he'll use you in a multitude of ways. So with that, let's go back to God and close with this from this introduction. Lord, we come before you thanking you for your word, for Paul and Peter and all of the authors of your Bible, who heard your voice and wrote it down so that we could know more about you. I just pray, as we read Galatians for the next week or so, I pray our hearts and our minds would be open to your message of grace, that we would truly understand what it means to live in your grace and to be justified by it. So, Lord, I pray for this week. I pray for you, Holy Spirit, to guide us. That it would be for everything would be from you and nothing from me. And may you be honored and glorified by what we do. May my life be one that's worthy of you. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Just a Guy and His Journey Back to God. I hope you have a great day.